Buckeye Extra is brought to you by the Columbus Springs Hospitals, changing people's lives by providing addiction and mental health treatment for adults, adolescents, and children through two Columbus-based hospitals and an outpatient service clinic. Columbus Springs Hospitals. There's hope. There's help. For full information, visit hopeincolumbus.com. Now, the Buckeye Extra Podcast with Tim May and Bill Rabinowitz from the Columbus Dispatch.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, football fans of all ages. This is Tim May along with
Bill Rabinowitz.
And Bill, the word finally came out today. Joe Burrow announced that he is transferring from Ohio State, thus ends one of the great quarterback battles that I've witnessed in covering Ohio State football, and I've witnessed a few of them, but this one definitely had its own makeup, its own character, its own nuance. And Joe Burrow, who, you know, you just get the indication, you know, when I talked with him after he made his announcement via Twitter, he didn't really want to get into the real reasons why he was leaving, but you just pretty much have to draw a conclusion that he didn't hear from Urban Meyer and Ryan Day post spring probably what he wanted to hear, either that he was going to be the starter or, you know, whatever the guarantee was he wanted to hear. He didn't hear it, and now he's going to transfer and try to find a place, as he told me, absolutely was the word he used, where there's a good chance he can be the guy going into the season. And just, you know, I guess your reaction is pretty much the same as mine. You kind of saw this coming, but you also thought, hey, maybe Joe Burrow still had a shot at this.
Yeah, I figured that if Joe Burrow thought he had at least a 50-50 shot, he might stay. Clearly, he didn't believe that. And so he just decided that rather than fight an uphill battle, he has 2 years to play somewhere, and let's just go do it now and kind of, you know, cut to the chase and not belabor this and prolong this. And I understand that, and he's earned the right to do it because he's a graduate. He graduated on a Sunday, and so he has earned the right to become essentially a free agent. And it's going to be fascinating to see where he ends up, because there are a lot of places that have good reasons for him to end up there, and maybe reason to go, okay, maybe that's not the right place for him. So that'll be fascinating to see, but he's definitely going to be in demand.
Well, the interesting thing is, you know, Ohio State fans may not have seen the last of him. Because, for example, one of the schools that a fellow that I know knows the situation pretty well was bandying about a couple of weeks ago to me was Texas Christian, for example, and TCU, where Ohio State plays. Ohio State will play TCU in AT&T Stadium, the Dallas Cowboys home, the third week of the season. You know, and this isn't speculating he's necessarily going there, but like, you know, you wrote about that's online right now. TCU was one of those names mentioned along with Florida, with Dan Mullen, now the head coach down there, and they seem to be in need of a quarterback, even though, ironically, they signed the guy who they flipped from Ohio State, Emory Jones.
Right.
Basically, he's not ready, I guess, for prime time right now, and they could possibly use a Joe Burrow immediate infusion there. Louisiana State, I mean, there are all kinds of schools, but, you know, Joe told me that when I talked to him briefly on Tuesday that, in fact, he didn't really have a favorite in mind at this point. He was waiting to hear from schools who would be calling after they found out, in fact, he was on the market. So, you know, I think he wants to get this done sooner rather than later, but it will be fascinating to see where he ends up. And now here's a word from our sponsor, Columbus Springs Hospitals. With two hospitals and an outpatient services clinic, Columbus Springs Hospitals is helping to change people's lives every day. With skilled counselors and compassionate caregivers, they provide effective patient treatment in addiction and mental health for adults, adolescents, and children. Visit ColumbusSprings.com today and find out more about each of their locations. There's hope. There's help at Columbus Springs Hospitals.
I think of all the schools, the one that at least on the surface makes the most sense is LSU, just because they have three quarterbacks. None of them have really seized the job. At the end of spring, their new offensive coordinator, basically said, this is why you haven't been named the starter, pointing out their flaws. LSU's had quarterback issues, it seems like, for a long time. And Joe Burrow runs the kind of offense, or is familiar with the kind of offense that the offensive coordinator, Steve Ensminger, wants to run, and the spread with no huddle and hurry up concepts. And so that would make sense on a certain level. And they're, the Florida thing is, Dan Mullen said recently today or yesterday that, you know, as of right now, he doesn't have an interest in a graduate transfer, but that was before Burrow came. came out with it, with his announcement, and certainly Florida's offense, anyone who watched them play on offense last year, that was, they were awful. And so he would certainly be an immediate upgrade. Again, the Emory Jones thing is a fascinating hook, and so is the Trayvon Grimes thing. I mean, Trayvon Grimes transferred from Ohio State to Florida, and he should give that offense a boost too. So, you know, there are all kinds of little twists to this. If he wants to stay in state, a lot of people are obviously the obvious place is Ohio U, because his father's the defensive coordinator there. Cincinnati would certainly make sense on certain levels, playing for Luke Fickell. But Cincinnati really struggled last year. I don't know that Joe Burrow wants to kind of hitch his wagon to the program that had the kind of year that they did last year, although I think Luke Fickell will probably turn it around. I talked with Mark Snyder, who covers the MAC for us, and he thinks if there's a landing spot in Ohio, it might be Toledo, because Toledo is kind of the class of the MAC and looking for a quarterback. And, you know, who knows? But I think Joe Burrow really wants to go to a Power 5 school and should be able to. I mean, I'm sure you agree with that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and everybody's like sort of like saying Nebraska is not a possibility. I mean, I've had Nebraska people out there, you know, calling me and asking me about it over the last several weeks. Matter of fact, several months, because, you know, a lot of people saw this coming. And, of course, his dad played at Nebraska way back when. His dad, Jim, who's, like you pointed out, the defensive coordinator of Ohio U under Frank Solich, former Nebraska coach. Joe had two stepbrothers, I think they're stepbrothers, who played at Nebraska.
Uncles.
What did I say? Stepbrothers? Yeah, uncles, who played at Nebraska. And bottom line is, with Scott Frost, they also run an offense. It's, if you watch their spring game, they definitely run an offense that's conducive to what Joe would bring to the table. And then but then again, that would be an in-conference transfer. You'd have to get permission from the Big Ten, I think, to do that. But the bottom line is, you know, I think everything's on the table at this point. It's kind of weird to speculate, but, you know, let's just jump into what really matters to Ohio State fans now. The Dwayne Haskins era has begun, although, as I wrote in my story for Wednesday's paper, there's been no proclamation from Urban Meyer or Ryan Day or anyone else at Ohio State as such. But, wow, you know, if these are tea leaves, it can't be denied.
No, I don't think there was a concession speech by Tate Martell either.
No.
Tate Martell is going to go into camp thinking, okay, there are only two of us who are going for this job, and I'm going to be the guy. Yeah, I certainly think Dwayne Haskins is the heavy, heavy, heavy favorite to win the job. But it's not like he can rest on his laurels. I mean, his laurels are really, you know, one quarter and a half or whatever it was of the Michigan game. But he looked great. And that's what propelled him to where he is now, that performance against Michigan. But he's largely unproven except for that. He's obviously a very skilled guy, great arm. I mean, as good an arm as certainly since Cardale Jones, and certainly much more mature than Cardale in his earlier days. But it's not, you know, he can't relax. He can't go into camp thinking, okay, this job is mine, because that's not the nature of this program, and certainly with Tate Martell pushing him, that's not an option.
No, but the nature of this program is once Urban Meyer determines who his quarterback is, that fellow is the guy, you know, and we've seen that play out a couple of times. And although, you know, JT Barry's been the starter, quote unquote, for 4 years, we also know that Cardale took Ohio State to a national championship when after JT got hurt, those three games, and Urban Meyer liked what he saw there, and they decided to stick with Cardale going into the 2015 season. In the middle of the year, they finally decided that was a mistake based on the talent on hand and what was going on, and JT Barry became the starting quarterback again. But I think this is, you know, I've got a Stan Jackson, you know, who's a former Ohio State quarterback, but he's also Big Ten analyst, Big Ten Network analyst, and also 105.7 The Zone here in Columbus. Is, you know, as he pointed out, that data point that Dwayne Haskins has, which is what you just pointed out, of coming off the bench and unflinchingly leading the team to that come from behind win at Michigan. I mean, that's, you know, it's hard for anybody to beat that on the man's resume. He probably at least deserves a shot to be the guy, no matter what. So I think that's what has played out. And I'm interested to see how this goes, because he clearly – is not the threat in that zone read option that Joe Burrow would have been, that Tate Martell definitely is, that JT Barrett was. Yet Ohio State has rarely in the last several years been as gifted from a talent situation at running back as they are going into this season. And we'll get into that, you know, probably next week, just talking about some things on our next podcast. But they can do some things with multiple guys in the backfield now that maybe that wasn't available to them a couple of years ago. So I'm interested to see where this goes, because anybody can see that Dwayne Haskins Jr. can throw a football about as well as anybody who's ever been at Ohio State from a pure talent standpoint of letting it go.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, the play that sticks out in my mind, and probably yours and most Ohio State fans, is that throw to Austin Mack through tight coverage for a crucial first down against Michigan. You just thought, wow, that is a big time throw. And then we saw it even in the spring game. Obviously, not the stakes are not very high. It's a different kind of game, but he just makes some throws that just make you go, wow. The key for him is to prove that he can at least be a credible threat as a runner, which he did show against Michigan. He had a huge run against Michigan for a first down, but that's not his bread and butter, and so he's got to be able to. Well, here's the other thing: Ohio State's coaches, Kevin Wilson, Ryan Day, Urban Meyer, have to be able to show that they can run a more pro-style, or run their offense with a more pro-style quarterback like Dwayne Haskins, that they really were not very effective at with Cardale Jones. That's why they made the switch. It was a little bit of a square peg round hole thing in 2015. Once teams really had a chance to scout Cardale Jones, which they didn't in 2014. And so it'll be interesting to see how Ohio State tweaks its offense. They're not going to obviously change the playbook and come up with a whole new offense. But, okay, how do they play that to Dwayne Haskins' strength?
Well,
I think
yeah.
The fact that they have so many other weapons, J.K. Dobbins, Mike Weber, Paris Campbell, all those receivers, and all those guys, will make it easier. Because you relied on J.T. Barrett to run. We all knew empty backfield, third and five, J.T. Barrett was going to take the snap and run for a first down. That's not going to be so clear this year. What do they do in those situations? That's going to be fascinating to watch.
Yeah, we'll be back next week to talk about that. I keep reminding people, Ryan Day spent a couple of years in the National Football League, and Urban Meyer is always looking for ways to evolve his offense. And it's like he said, he's still the Ohio State offense, but he's always looking for ways to make the other team have to deal with situations they didn't deal with the year before. And I think that's what, I think we're seeing that now. And I think we were going to see whether Joe Burrow was a starter or Dwayne Haskins Jr. was a starter, or maybe even Tate Martell. But, this is funny. Before we go, I mean, I always expect, as I've been saying all along, I didn't know who the starting quarterback was going to be, but I've expected Tate Martell to have a package in the offense no matter what. He was the one guy, one quarterback I knew that I feel like was going to see playing time this coming year regardless. And now here's a word from our sponsor, Columbus Springs Hospitals. With two hospitals and an outpatient services clinic, Columbus Springs Hospitals is helping to change people's lives every day. With skilled counselors and compassionate caregivers, they provide effective patient treatment in addiction and mental health for adults, adolescents, and children. Visit ColumbusSprings.com today and find out more about each of their locations. There's hope, there's help at Columbus Springs Hospitals.
Yeah, I think you're right, because especially like in the red zone, it would make sense for him to get some steps. He's so dynamic in there, and we all know as you get in the red zone, the passing lanes get so much tighter because there's not as much space, and so to be able to run the ball and have that dual threat is even more important there, and that's where Tate Martell, at least in theory, should shine.
Yeah, but he can throw the ball. I mean, I keep reminding people, compared to Dwayne Haskins Jr., yeah, he looks like he's got a ways to go, but this guy's definitely got talent. But, we'll be back to talk about all those kind of things and more next time. It's just interesting that Joe Burrow decided, and that's a big gulp moment for any player, any young man, to pull up roots after 3 years of sweat equity at a place and move on. Like you said, you pointed out, he did it the right way, getting his degree before he took off, and now he has the options to maybe have one more shot at playing. It reminds me of like when Ben Roethlisberger went to Miami of Ohio instead of other places. He got to go in there and just throw the heck out of the ball. He got to play quarterback, and that was a huge, great decision by him. And, you only have 5 years to play, with 4 years eligibility to play college quarterback. And sometimes you just have to make the move on your own. And congratulations to Joe Burrow for having the guts to do that.
Yeah, he's done everything right. There should not be any resentment by anyone, certainly inside the program or outside the program, about what he's done. He's done everything he's supposed to do. He obviously was unfortunate. He broke a bone in his hand last year, which kind of ended the competition with Haskins for the backup job. And so he just did everything right. He got his degree. More power to him. And I'm sure that Ohio State fans will be rooting for him. Unless, of course, he ends up in Nebraska or TCU.
Right. And then they'll root for him 11 times out of the year. But anyway, you know how that saying goes. Hey, but anyway, until we're back the next time, this is Tim May.
And Bill Rabinowitz, thanks for listening.
Be sure and subscribe to the Buckeye Extra podcast in the iTunes Store, the Google Play Store, or on Stitcher.